Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, this would be the first start after a glorious three-day holiday weekend.
Yes.
First call, fresh start, first start. Hello.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hey, how are you anyway?
Still good.
How was your weekend?
Well, that's going to play out over the 4 hours of the show.
Mine was glorious.
Mike, did you play any golf?
No.
Too hot?
Nope.
Hold on. Hold on. That's the best you can come up with? You're the opening caller.
What's wrong with that?
On a brand new day.
What's wrong with that?
It's rather pedestrian. He doesn't really have anything to say.
Oh, yeah. I guess I probably was kind of... I was confused because it was directed at me. So I was it was my selfishness that actually... You're right. It's a pedestrian call. Mike, did you play any golf? It's very dull.
And then look how much he cares. He hung up.
Oh, he didn't want to know
anyway. I thought that was very rude.
He hung up.
That was rude.
Let's see. Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, right, you're right. He was just making small talk.
That's right, small talk.
That's all, just filling time.
Well, I'm not playing golf. I'm still, nursing a sore back.
Hey, listen, as you may have heard the announcer say, our next We're Rated Number 15 party is tomorrow night at Mike's joint.
Wow.
Hank's Lookaround Cafe. Tomorrow night, Mike. Omera's, Hank's Lookaround Cafe.
Thanks for letting me know.
Show bar, internet gambling, all of this. Mike's Omera's in Old Town Manassas. See you there, man.
I think I understand. I think I finally figured it out.
What's that?
In order to get the regular name mention, I have to endure either. And let me see if I've got the three. And the new one is internet gambling. The show bar.
Offshore gambling.
Internet gambling.
Totally legal.
Was there a third or is that it? It's the show bar or the internet gambling.
Well, there's others, Mike.
I'm sure.
There's many more.
I'm sure there are.
But I want to stay friends with you. So it's tomorrow night at Mike's joint.
Internet is on.
The information is on the internet on our website, donandmikewebsite.com. We're just going to be there.
That's right.
It's 2 hours. We will have a special collectible item, a pin, only available to those who show up tomorrow night to say hi, and we will explain tomorrow night why that pin is so collectible.
Get them while they're hot.
You'll know if you're there.
So come on out, and if nothing else, come out and smell us.
Yeah,
because
someone should.
I find a lot of people do that when we go out somewhere. They like shaking hands, or
likewise,
they like saying hello. And speak for yourself, there, Buzz.
We smell them. Some of us smell them.
Speak for yourself. Well, some of them smell.
Yes.
Which is why I always try to smell my freshest.
Some smell quite good.
Even the ones that smell offensive are wonderful.
Because I know when we go out to meet people, I like hearing that. You smell good.
Yes.
Maitre d'.
And how many times I would like to say, and you smell like an ashtray.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But you know why I don't?
Why?
Because I'm there to make friends.
Well, making friends. It's reaching out. It's touching hands. That's what it's all about.
And because literally I've had 45 Altoids before I dare speak to anybody.
Yeah, because you usually have a big cigar on your way over there.
You bet your ass I do. I mean, who am I to say
someone's
mouth?
You can have a cigar in there, too, if you want.
Tastes like an ashtray. Yeah. Well, no, Mike, can't do that. Got to keep the breath fresh.
Yeah, in case you want to plant one on one of your female guests.
No, just say hello to someone.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's the
worst
thing.
And that's how you say hello, though. Everybody should know that.
You always have.
If you come out and see us
man tomorrow, or woman.
Uh-huh. A man or a woman, Don says hello with a French kiss.
Open mouth kiss.
Right.
Classic. And incidentally, I like to be the aggressor, okay?
Well, and the amount of tongue that you receive is dependent on how, how friendly you are towards
Actually, it's quite phallic.
You don't know.
I like to have the tongue sucked. What I like doing is when I meet somebody, a new listener, again, male, female.
Doesn't matter.
I do have my standards. You got to be old enough to vote.
Right.
What you do is allow me to thrust my tongue into your mouth.
Mm-hmm. Deep into the mouth.
And I probe and do what I do. And then eventually.
Explore if it's welcomed. If it's rebuffed. That's why you've had bloody tongues occasionally. When someone just clamps down because they're tired of that kind of treatment.
They're not doing it right.
Right.
I like to have my tongue lightly sucked when I meet someone and
man or woman
and thrust my mouth on their mouth.
Right.
You're going to get a lot of that tomorrow night now.
So come and enjoy
now that you've gone ahead and asked for it.
Come and enjoy my darting tongue. I dare you to. I dare you to. And tell me that it doesn't taste like a baby's diaper.
You're going to get it.
A sick baby's diaper.
Line up to receive yours.
Like a baby that's had colic.
Come on out tomorrow and suck Don's tongue.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
I was curious to know, after all these years you've spent in Virginia, all the way back through WAVA, how come you picked Rockville, Maryland to move to?
Because that's where the company had studio space where they could build us fabulous new digs.
Not a good answer.
Get it? Digs?
Well, how about...
What do you mean, not a good answer?
What do you mean, not a good answer?
Friend?
I gotta stick up for Virginia. You've been home, you know...
Go to hell. What do you mean, stick...
You guys are running across the border.
You're still fighting that war, aren't you? You're still fighting the war between the states.
And how's that drive from Manassas to Rockville going to work out? That ought to be a lot of fun.
Hey, you know, really, if you want to think about everything in our lives, have you wondered all about Mike's, his Hispanic attacks?
Mm-hmm.
Have you wondered at all about that? I mean, if you want to think about how it'll be a longer commute for Mike, why don't you think about something like that, sir? Why don't you think about something that matters?
I'm surprised at your answer. I'm shocked and surprised.
Shocked and surprised. I'm shocked and surprised you're on the air.
Totally embarrassed and totally disappointed.
Yes.
You're shocked and surprised.
I'm trying to stick up for Virginia.
Why are you trying to stick up for the state of Virginia?
Is there a need for that?
What's the problem with moving? Why do you care where the show is done from?
By the way,
as a Virginian, I have proudly called you know, our pride and joy for all these years, even though you claim to be a D.C. station. Virginia fans know that you've been an...
Are you a lifelong Virginian, sir?
Hey, listen.
Sir, as you were flapping your gums, I asked you a question. Are you a lifelong Virginia resident?
Yes, I am.
All right. Dumas, the station that you hear us on will be the same station with the transmitter still in Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
We'll just be doing the show from the state of Maryland, which, incidentally, for those of you outside the D.C. area...
And we will all still be residing in Virginia.
That's right.
Temporarily.
And for those of you outside the D.C. area who don't understand how feeble this guy's argument is, you have Washington, D.C., which is the city, which is kind of in the middle, and then on the upper side, you have Maryland,
right.
And on the lower side, you have Virginia. Mm-hmm. And for an area that encompasses about 5 million people, that's really the Washington, D.C. area.
It's all the same.
So for us, literally, to move the studios to Rockville, I think it's something like 22 miles.
And it's all one big happy family.
That's
right.
That's how far we're moving. It's really
and
not.
There's certain people.
It's not a big deal.
There are always people that will frown upon, you know, the different states. People like Rob, who you know, have always. But Rob doesn't like anything different. Whether it's a different state,
right.
Whether it's a different color.
You know, and here's another one for you. Hold on before you jump in there, Johnny. Hold on a second. Here's
Johnny Carson?
No. Johnny Rebel. Likes to talk a lot. Mm-hmm.
It's a long name.
when I said to you, why don't you ask something, Mike, happy or constructive, like about his Hispanic attacks? Uh-huh. You know, why couldn't you just be happy that finally we are excited we're going to get new digs, which will hopefully make the show better for little brains like you.
And I am excited with you, trust me.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Well, then why are you causing all this trouble?
Well, actually, if I could latch on to one little thing before I eject out of the phone call, I will say this.
Oh, no, and listen.
First call.
Hold on.
Far better than your first phone call.
Oh, no, you are far worse than the first phone
it's
call.
It's really gotten worse.
The first phone call at least had the sense just to come on with whatever
your
it is.
Trouble with a capital T.
Oh.
The first guy was just making conversation. I mean, who can fault him? It's
how
an unscreened
you?
Call.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but your criticism of him was he didn't have anything to talk about. At least
and our criticism of you is that what you bring to the table as a topic is really kind of irrelevant, unless you are still living in a time when states were battling against states.
Is this little Tommy?
I know that's hurt. The time you love.
No. Is this little Tommy
Rob,
the guy that you...
I just called Rob Tom.
Why?
Because somebody else said Tom.
Mike's all the way down in Manassas. I'm a Yankee.
What are you, a stalker or something? I don't like you.
Stalker?
It's the second time you've mentioned where I live.
It's where your restaurant is. I don't even know where you live.
Why
well,
does your voice
I still,
go
I
up
think,
like
yeah, why are you getting so upset? Why is your voice going up so much?
I thought I was bringing a good call to the table. It's been years since I bothered to call. I figured I'd try something.
Since you bothered to call. Since you bothered to call, well, don't do us any favors.
Just so we can be totally clear, what you brought to the table in as far as content in this great call was, how could you possibly abandon the fine state of Virginia? That basically was it?
I'm afraid it was.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, then pound sand.
Okay.
Really? I mean, pounded
it's
hard.
It's the same area. Everybody goes through the same beltway.
Not abandoned
around. It's one big cycle. It's a giant cycle that goes through
hard.
All sorts of states.
And really, if you want to know the truth, and I'll be honest with you, you know why we're leaving? People like you.
Yep.
People like Virginians like you. Because really, it's not studio space. Let's be honest.
Well, I agree.
Both Mike and I said
it's not studio space at all. It's the gun lobby. It's the gun lobby. And you have a wonderful ability to just keep on talking.
Stand on my side of the river and throw rocks across at all the Maryland people I see.
Why don't you see if you can skip a rock across the river?
That's right.
All right. Go to the narrowest part, Hump.
How about that then?
Wow. I'm proudly ejecting then. Have a great day.
Don't be
How
proud.
Are we supposed to have a great day after you just called and ruined the beginning of the show?
No, I ruined it?
Yeah.
Yep.
You well, not ruined it. Of course, you didn't totally ruin it.
You've just thrown us completely off track.
Do I have anything left to contribute or give?
No, really.
Requirements that I haven't met.
Now,
I was trying to eject, but I'm
you
not
know what?
Just be a coward.
Hold on. Oh, great.
You're a PA.
Here's the thing.
You are a pure ass.
Here is the thing. Mikey's 100%. This guy's never been stepped on. And I don't that's some drug lingo for those of you out there. He's absolutely pure.
Yeah.
Ass.
Pharmaceutical grade.
Now, yeah. Here is
he's filled with baby laxative.
Here's what I throw your way because I think that you would eat this up. If you really want to make it up to us today, while we still work in the state of Virginia, and while today's temperature will be in the upper 90s, you will bring yourself down to make things right with the show and allow us to duct tape you to a tree.
Oh, dear.
While we're still in Virginia.
While we're still here. This is a today, right now, seize the moment.
With
you
blankets.
Know, make it happen. Make it happen.
You
what
guys
do you
aren't
say?
Going to let me off the hook, are you?
With
no,
blankets and a ski cap.
Wow.
No, and if you're in the state of Virginia, you got to be close.
Oh, I'm real close.
Of course you are.
I got kids I'm supposed to be watching in about 30 minutes. That's
now,
the problem.
Are they your own or you run a daycare center?
Of course they're my own.
Oh, dear.
Well, can't you farm them off on mom for a couple minutes?
Are you sure they're your own or do you have some sort of appointment with Dateline NBC?
I'm going with pretty sure that they're my own. How about that?
You're going to be one of those guys where Chris Hansen comes out of the kitchen.
How are you doing? How old are your kids?
My kids are 3 and 6.
3 and 6. And what did you plan to do with them this afternoon? And where's Mommy, if I may be so bold?
Mommy is actually heading off to a class, and it's my night to take care of them while she goes. And
well, he planned to do what he does every time he's got to watch them alone. It's gather the kids around and let's watch Daddy drink.
So what time are you scheduled to pick them up?
Wow. I'm supposed to be there within the half hour. She leaves at...
How many children are we talking about here?
Two, Mike. A 3-year-old and a 6-year-old.
All right, two.
I see no reason that we can't ask someone like fabulous Mrs. Gomez or someone else who works here at the station.
Kevin.
Someone with a feminine touch, Mike. Hey, one of our female friends.
Yes.
Okay, very
like
good.
Like Mrs. Friends. Mm-hmm.
Mrs.
Barton.
Friends, Mrs. Gomez.
We'll find a
Mrs.
Woman
Barton.
Who perhaps could take your children and put them in a back room and put Nickelodeon on and get them a
or juice, Mr. Hedges.
Juice box. And, right. And we promise your children would be happy and the blinds would be shut and they would not see what you would be going through outside.
Or Andrew.
For roughly 20 minutes.
No, not Andrew.
I don't know.
No.
What do you think?
I don't know, guys. I gotta run scared. I never expected this call to blow up in my face like that.
Yeah, no one ever does.
Well, you know, frankly, I didn't.
I know. I had you sized up all wrong.
Just
think somebody like me.
Had you sized up all wrong.
Did you grow up with any siblings at all?
I have one sibling, yes.
You know,
really?
Had,
do they live?
Had you sized up all wrong, I'll tell you why.
The other.
You sound to me to be a long-term diehard listener. Kind of listener that probably tonight is going to go home and kick himself and say, had a chance to be there. Had a chance to see the show before it leaves Virginia. Actually got on the air, kind of screwed things up, but then could have been a real part of the show. Could have had my kids back there. They could have seen what goes on. They would have gotten stuff from the show.
Free stuff.
I'd be able to look myself in the mirror in the morning.
But I missed my opportunity.
And you know, I'm never I'm never going to get through again. And if I ever get through, they're going to instantly know that it's me.
That's right.
You know, and it could have been your chance. I mean, how do you think Dennis Murphy started?
That's right.
Well,
and then after a series of disappointments,
and I had sized you up as a guy who likes to seize the moment.
Carpe diem.
That was the reason I dialed the phone.
That's
too.
It. But obviously, I have.
One hand?
I have. Obviously, I have misspoken. I thought I was speaking to a man with two testicles.
No.
Speaking of two testicles, do you have both your hands, sir?
I do.
Well, see, you could lose one, and then you could be like Dennis.
I'm sorry.
Maybe that would be a good show, too.
I don't know that I could ever achieve the level Dennis has achieved.
It's probably best that you just do pass on this. You know, I had you sized up as one of those guys we could have some fun with. One of those guys who got the show. One of those guys that would say, hey, okay, you know what? I'll come down and do it. You know, hot day. Maybe be a part of show history, but yeah, you're not like that.
No, he's letting his children get in the way.
You're not a
wow. I haven't been many times.
Don't apologize. It's me. I think I have an eye for it, and I had you pegged. And obviously, hey, somebody called. That's incredible. I was wrong. I was wrong about
that. Doesn't
you.
Happen often.
Thought you
let
had
that's
it.
Incredible. Know that that's
I have
incredible.
Brought the show to a stop. I can't believe I did it, but I think I have.
Do you coach athletics? Like Little League athletics?
Anything. How'd you know that?
You just have that sound in your voice.
Great.
You know, really, the more you're on the air, the more really you've got to come down and serve some sort of penance today. What if we offered you a souvenir from the Virginia studio?
A piece of souvenir?
A souvenir.
Goodness.
How about you could steal one of those big, gigantic... nice matted bus boards that they have off the wall. Or perhaps our Elvis. What is that? That's not a painting on the wall.
It's an Elvis picture laminated to wood.
See, now my guard's up because I'm afraid of what you're actually going to do to me.
Of Elvis in Hawaii.
Here's what we will do. Uh-huh. We will take
Bring
you
a
out,
bathing suit.
We will take you outside. Yeah. Make you strip down either to a bathing suit, underpants, gym shorts, whatever. Uh-huh. We'll duct tape you to the tree, and then we'll just have some fun. You know, nothing awful.
That's where the fun starts.
Nothing, you know, ants, fire ants,
biting crickets.
You know, nothing. I mean, just, you know. Some guys hear the call to greatness. I thought you were one of those that heard the call.
I don't hear them answering.
And this would be going.
Could be a step saver if you brought down a red lipstick.
Going. Now, come on. Are you a show saver or a show wrecker?
I'm going to chicken out.
Now, you have basically ruined the entire week.
Going. I made a bed.
Now, hold on. Hold on just a second. I bet we have the first caller calling back. Hey, first caller.
Yes, sir.
This was this is the same guy, right?
Yes, I am.
Joe,
what do you have to say to this guy?
He sounds a little disturbed, that's all.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Here's what I think about him. And you know what I bet? Where are you calling from, first bad caller we had today?
I'm calling from Solomon Islands.
Solomon Islands. Well, that's a ways out.
You put an S on the end of that? Isn't it a singular thing? Solomon Island?
Solomon's Island.
Solomon's Island.
Oh, come on. He's right. Gilligan's Islands.
That's
Don't
true.
You remember?
Yeah. And the Hawaiian Islands.
Treasure Islands.
I'm sure. I had to call to apologize.
Don't apologize. I'm sure if you were close enough, and you literally are hours away, you would come down and pay a price for stopping the show, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. You could give me a wedgie, anything you want to do.
Yeah, but Solomon's Island, you can't ride your bike that far.
No, you can't.
But he has the spirit.
Stop by tomorrow if you want.
No, thank you. And I do believe you on that because, you know, as I've already sized you up as a man who could seize the moment.
Right.
I'm not from Virginia like him. So.
Thank you for the call, friend. Thank you for the call. Yes. You're the reason we're moving to Maryland. Thank you for the call. Good day, sir.
All right, bye. Good
day. Maryland, my Maryland.
Now, guy on the phone. Oh, he just hung up. The guy on the other line just...
Did we lose both of them?
Maryland or Virginia hung up?
Yeah, both.
Oh. The Chatterbox hung up?
Yeah. Did Chatterbox hung up?
Chatterbox, actually, who wanted to stay on the phone for the whole show,
perhaps,
he left us.
Perhaps there's someone out there that heard this awful previous 17 minutes of radio. And I know there's some of you out there who are like, you know who deserves that? Me and Mike, you should probably take us outside and torture us.
Well, that would happen if we didn't run the show.
For making you listen to that.
No,
but that's right.
A job to do.
Unfortunately, you know, let's face it. We're the Saddam Hussein of this radio show.
It's the way it works.
You know, Saddam and Uday.
But they're...
Uday and Usay.
Uday and Usay and...
Uday, Ande, Ike May.
And Jethro and...
B-A, Bay, B-E-B, B-I, Bicky, Bye, B-O-Bo. Biggie Bibo, B U Boo.
Biggie Bibo, hold on. I can't do that unless we start from the beginning.
All right, but we can do it slowly.
Hold on just a second. If there's someone out there who heard that, and is willing to come down today. Hold on. Please, 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 please. Come down. I know you. I'm talking to you now, Mike. You'd love it more than anybody. If there was someone out there willing to say, for the good of the show, they'd come down and be the stand-in for that dope. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh, could we have some fun outside today? Just for one break. And
perfect. You know what we could do?
What?
We could, if they wore a bathing suit, this wouldn't even be really distressing somebody due to the elements, which is fun, but, you know, if they die, it's a drag. What you want to do is you duct tape them to a tree. They can either be fully clothed or wearing a bathing suit, not underwear, because the police don't like that.
Right.
And then we get ourselves a bunch of balloons, and everybody takes a crack at the guy, throwing it as hard as they can, the water balloons.
Water balloon. That'd be refreshing.
What do you think? Yeah. You know what? It's cruelty, but it's not.
You know what else I like as well? I like the thought of getting some guy and strapping him to the tree and making him wear makeup.
Yeah.
Yeah, the lipstick was a nice touch.
We put makeup on his face.
And maybe even, like, outline his boobs.
And then maybe write, like, ass across his chest.
Yeah.
It's not really that humiliating.
No, it's fun.
How intriguing and appetizing are we making this sound? Does this sound like the thing you'd like to do to
Come
be
on.
Involved with the show today?
It's kind of a holiday thing. We're still enjoying the holiday.
Because, you know, we could have saved everybody trouble and just hung up on the guy.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, I was blowing smoke saying, you know, trying that, well, I thought you were the type of guy who had what it takes.
Does Joshua Tree not want to do it?
But, Mike, it's got to be, hold on, look at this. Oh, Volunteer City.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is like Katrina time. Hello, Don and Mike show. Welcome to our Tardathon.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Yes, who is this?
Hey, this is Brian.
How old are you, Brian? That's the first question I'm going to ask all these guys. How old are you?
34.
Oh, see, that's right away. 34. That's good. I like that.
Brian, where are you from?
Vienna, originally.
Well, I mean, where are you at right now?
Right now, I'm actually in Alexandria, finishing up on a job site.
That's a bit of a haul to get out here from Alexandria.
But boy, oh boy.
About an hour.
Could we count on you?
Definitely.
Definitely, and you wouldn't
And if he gets out of here and we get somebody else in the interim, we could have two.
Yeah, hold on a second. We might, yeah, hold on. Yes, we'd love you to, because now I see all
get
of the
lipstick
lines.
Ready. We're going to make them up.
All of the lines are ringing. I bet we have a lot of volunteers. Hello, Don and Mike show. Who's this?
This is Michael.
Hi there, Michael.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Good. I'm riding Falls Church.
Oh, and would you come down and volunteer as well?
Yes, I will.
Do you have a bicycle?
No, I don't.
Okay, hold on a second, please.
Okay.
Hold
on. Did you hear that laugh at the end?
Yeah.
Michael's the first one that's just a little more odd.
Enjoying it
Hello.
Too much.
Don and Mike.
I was calling to volunteer to come, but I'm a lot farther away than Falls Church.
Where are you at?
I'm at Lanham.
Lanham, Maryland? No, too far. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, though.
But there was again, a day you could make it from Lanham to Fairfax in 5 minutes.
When we move to Rockville,
really?
That'll be easier. Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike show. Those were the good old days, Mike.
Yeah.
Hello, you're on the air.
No, Rob, you could drive around the Beltway.
That's Hello. Right, I
5 minutes, Lanham to Fairfax.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Hello.
How do?
Hello?
How do you do?
Yes. Hello, what's up?
I'm here.
How do you do?
Oh, is this another volunteer?
Yes, I'm here. I'm 10 minutes away. I'm in Burke. I'll do it.
Okay, hold
Burke.
On. Hold on
close.
Just a moment.
The bedroom community of Burke. How fabulous.
Just a moment. Let's call Joe Retardo and see what's happening.
Hello?
Hello. Oh, hi, Johnny.
Hi.
Hi, Johnny.
How you doing?
How's your retarded brother doing?
Oh, he's doing just fine.
All right, well, I guess we should get the information and as many sacrificial lambs as would like to come down today. And
how many trees do we have in the front yard?
But one.
And boy, oh boy, Yanni, someone's going to have to go on a shopping spree.
What if we tied them all around the tree?
We need duct tape, and we need
lipstick.
Lipstick.
And we also need, sadly, batteries, because we have no batteries for the wireless mics.
And we need balloons.
Yes.
So we need balloons that we have to fill up with water.
Okay, so Joe's going to have to go to the store, or somebody's got to go to the store.
I think everything would be available at That's My Giant right up the street. I think they'd have everything.
Okay, make a shopping list.
And we need gasoline. No, just kidding.
Just lighter fluid.
And a gallon of bleach.
And some lime.
That's for later.
Right. We need some lime, and we need a book of matches.
Oh, I've got a lighter. Don't need matches.
All right, so let's see. Hold on. Let's really make the shopping list. We need duct tape.
Right. Hold on a second. Let me get a piece of
paper. No, Rob's writing it down right now. We need duct tape. We need...
Raisins?
We need... Hold on. We need...
not helping.
Stop.
I am sorry.
We need lipstick.
Right.
We need lipstick. We need disposable razors.
We need suppositories.
You know, Mike keeps throwing in items from his own personal shopping list. You know, raisins. How many times have I ever said to Mike, you need anything out of the store? He says, well, you're going. Raisins and suppositories.
That's right. And brand.
Get me the raisins and get me the suppositories,
please. If
we have
disposable razors, we'll need cans of
shaving cream.
Right. Yes.
No, they don't need shaving cream. Let them shave dry.
Also.
Ooh, Johnny.
Also, no. Come on, please. A jar of honey.
Oh, dear.
And the balloons? Did we get balloons on the list?
Yes.
Balloons.
And you can probably find those, like, in the kitty section, balloons. Robbie, what do we got?
9-volt batteries, because engineering needs them. Balloons, duct tape, lipstick, disposable razors, shaving cream, and honey.
And a drill.
Electric?
They don't have drills.
Or a crank drill.
I'm just having fun.
And I made the letters in Big Joe size, so he shouldn't have any trouble.
And about a two-foot section of rubber hose.
All right, here you go.
Am.
You have to buy the whole hose. We can cut it up.
I'm doing the whole South American torture thing.
No, Daddy's paying for that, so make sure that Joe doesn't run out and buy himself a tattoo or something.
Good luck seeing Joe again ever.
Okay.
You can buy a car with one of those cards.
Don't tell him that.
I think.
Bye, Johnny.
And a Cooper Mini. Oh,
send him right out.
As soon as we have the list, there it is right there. He's moving.
Send him right out. Because
Rob, on your way out, I would like to supervise with a Segway scooter. Or a scooter, as it's called. Scooter from Mobile. All on that tree. That lovely ant-infested tree.
Oh, we're going
to
have some fun today.
Hello. Punishing tree.
Hello, Don and my
Punishing tree.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Tree of Reckoning.
That's going to be the name of the book, The Punishing Tree.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How you doing?
How are you doing?
Very well. How are you doing?
How'd you do?
I am doing fine. I was wondering if when is your guys' appearance at Mike's restaurant?
Tomorrow night.
Because I'm taking you quite literal with your French kissing comment.
Okay. And we are being literal. I mean that was Don's thing, but can I horn in on it?
Can I
jump in since we've got a guy on the line?
Sure, Mike.
I'll be the burly guy with the full beard drinking the milk.
Okay, you win. You really did. You know what? I was gonna sit here and try to punch it out with you until you brought up the milk.
And a cigar.
Oh, my God. Whole milk and a cigar.
Yeah.
Kiss
okay.
me.
All right. No, you win. I will not kiss you tomorrow.
Oh.
Nah, but since you're doing that, since you're drinking the milk, smoking a cigar, I will nibble on your ear.
Okay. That's fine.
All right. Very good.
Joe says you can.
You can eat there?
Yeah, we have buns and cheese.
I'm going to tell you, Joe's tame.
It's a restaurant. We're wall-to-wall cheese. Then you mentioned the guys that are going to be there. Add that cheese, too.
Hartinger's body cheese.
Yeah.
Would you like that? Would you like that in toe
or crotch?
I'm lactose intolerant.
No, that's delightful.
Okay, beautiful. Well, I'll be looking for the kid toucher. I'll see you there.
Thanks, guys.
Get the wax cleaned out of your ears.
I'm sure I recognize you.
I'm sorry, I can't do that.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye.
It's been fun.
Bye. So have we sent
a fabulous earwax shooter.
Have we sent the shopper out?
Yes, we were able to successfully revive him, and he is on his way.
Okay. He have a little too much Memorial Day, did he?
No, it's just Joe.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we'll have some fun, and for everybody that comes down, being as it's going to be a hot weather event,
yes.
And it's going to push 95 today here in D.C.
You know what I'm hoping? We're going to use one tree, correct?
Yes.
I'm hoping that we get too deep. Around the tree, at the very least.
Everybody who participates gets a month worth of free coffee from Dunkin' Donuts.
Well, there you go.
Because what do you think of on a 95-degree day? And don't put any ice in it. It's not the way the beverage was meant to be consumed.
Now, to be fair, because I don't want to piss off a national client.
Yes.
Yes, if you demand it, you can get a month worth of free iced coffee from Dunkin' Donuts.
Now, don't they specialize in it?
Get that refreshing lift you need and be at your best all summer long with the Dunkin' Donuts iced coffee. Dunkin' Donuts. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary.
Sure.
Plus free lift tickets.
However, I am sure that now that commercial has been read in its entirety for our fine sponsor, Dunkin' Donuts, they would not have a problem with us giving away to everybody a month's worth of hot Dunkin' Donuts coffee.
Can't we make a little notation on the gift certificate that the coffee hot, must be served hot.
Hot only.
Piping hot.
I'll cross out the word iced and initial it.
That's it. Yeah. Perfect.
Okay. So come on down and we'll have some fun. Now, for goodness sakes, I got a break first before the weekend. Right. I got a lot of weekend stuff. A lot of it involves YOU Buzz.
Oh, my.
Oh, dear.
The crazy.
Hey, hey, ho, ho.
The crazy world of Buzz.
Thought I removed the evidence.
Well, Buzz was nice enough to come over and house it for me for the weekend. I left the dogs, went up to the beach, to the shore, to spend some time with Big Frida.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then some time with the GF. Mm-hmm. And while all that was happening, Buzz was in my house. And
I know that. I went to the party.
He surprised me.
Shh.
Wow.
He really surprised me.
I cannot believe how good that party was.
That's all I want to say. Buzz is a wacky, wacky man.
I just want to say thank God for the light-colored carpeting.
Yes.
it was nothing bad, but...
Have you ever house sat for him before?
For no one. I've never sat for anyone before.
Okay. Well, we'll discuss it. I think it's worth the listen. It certainly is going to be better radio than us talking to that dumb guy, which ended up at least with a bunch of people that will be strapped to trees today as sacrificial lambs.
So that's everybody now. So that means I'm finally it's my place on the list.
Yeah, you're next.
Of course, we go away at the same times, so that's probably not going to work. But technically, if I wasn't going away, I'd be next on the list of house sitting, wouldn't?
Yeah. He picks his nose.
Yeah, Mike. Right. Yeah. Because I know you.
Isn't that me?
I know you. Because you'd be doing that everywhere. You really would. You would wipe your fingers everywhere. I know you would. I know you would.
And I would eat a combination of food and drink that would result in vomiting.
Yeah.
Projectile. No, I wouldn't. I would have a good time. I'd spend most of the time in your pool.
Yeah.
Just as bad. I seen Caddyshack.
Hey.
Very, very good. No, it would be a good time was had by all.
Maybe Ruth.
Spalding.
Rosine, the world needs digital.